We have two bills to sign today that I'm very, very proud to highlight in this way. Both are extremely important to one of our major objectives, which is, first of all, the uplifting of Indiana agriculture. We have been unapologetically, unabashedly, and unreservedly for boosting the ag sector of this state, not just because we love farmers and our farming tradition, although we do, but because we believe that there will be no successful overall economic strategy for Indiana that doesn't revive and strengthen in every way possible the ag sector on which our small towns and rural areas depend. And been a lot of steps along the way and a lot of bright signs, but the two bills here today will have a lot to do with the next chapter of greater prosperity in rural Indiana. And I want to thank the organizations that helped make them possible. I want to thank the legislators who spearheaded the effort. Bev Gard, Bob Bischoff, Dale Grubb, who's not with us today, and many others who worked with them. So we're going to sign in sequence bills which will directly strengthen the corn sector of the Indiana ag economy, will promote the use of E85 ethanol, which is blossoming as a new source of income and jobs, prosperity in our state, and then secondly, strengthen in an even broader way Indiana's leadership in the next generation of energy alternatives and energy independence in America. So let me start with the bill that this particular group has gathered for. Make sure we have these in the right order here.
This one.
It's this one here. Yep, got it. Even though Dale didn't make it, Bev, you worked hard on this. I hope you'll have that as a symbol of our thanks. Bob, you did likewise. Congratulations to you too. And who will take one for Dale? All right. He looks trustworthy.
30 years.
Okay. I learned from an Indiana farmer one time. He said, "Never deliver lettuce by way of a rabbit." But I think maybe it'll get there. Congratulations to everybody who helped.
Senator Richmond, do you want to switch with Representative Bischoff since you were the sponsor for this next one?
Otherwise, do we have the right cast? Do we
miss? Ready to go.
Okay. Well, the additional features of House Bill 1722 are that it also will promote the long-term use of ethanol. Hey, Senator Young, join us here, please. In a very important way, we have acted with the help of the General Assembly to catch up in first-generation ethanol. And by the end of next year, Indiana will be a top five player nationally. We were nowhere on the charts not long ago. But that's not good enough. We want to lead in the next generation, making ethanol not from food we eat, but more often from waste product and through new processes. And this bill will put Indiana, we hope, at the forefront, certainly in terms of a state encouraging specifically research and businesses in the cellulosic ethanol space, and also to become a leader in the clean coal technology that could mean so much, particularly to the southwest corner of our state. And we want to promote in every way possible the use of coal to generate electricity, the use of coal for conversion to substitute natural gas, and perhaps to other energy forms. We have enormous untapped potential in this state if we take the right steps and if the market cooperates as we think it will. So with a lot of thanks to those who made House Bill 1722 possible. Since you already have one, may I give this to Brent? Congratulations, Senator. Done it again. All right. Thank you very much. Since somebody from the corn growers should get this.
I think so.
Who's the ranking officer of the corn growers here?
Matt.
Matt, would you have that as a souvenir?
Thank you.